This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone. We have an amazing topic today. A very stirring topic. A frightening subject. A relevant subject. Something that the Jewish people have encountered throughout our history. We have some good news about the Sefer Berachos HaTzadik. It looks like the first edition, there are extremely limited copies of the first edition. The first edition of Berachos HaTzadik are arriving in America today. Probably it will be available to the public soon with the second edition that's coming in the main shipment very soon. And if anybody wants to participate in upcoming volumes, we have the Sefer Davar Yafa Be'itai in the works, Pnine Magad Rakia, Chinuch Habanim in English. You could let us know, and those are in the queue. Okay, today's topic is perhaps the topic that's on everyone's mind, and that is anti-Semitism. What is the meaning, the rationale, the understanding, the basis? What are the roots of anti-Semitism? Is it a phenomenon that exists in every generation? Is it something that just flares up at certain times? Are there sociological basis for anti-Semitism? So let's begin with a very powerful and stirring comment on the Haggadah Shel Pesach. We know one of the most dramatic segments of the Haggadah, we say, V'hi sha'amda la'vaisenu v'lanu. This is what has stood up for our forefathers and for us. Shelo yachod bilvad amad aleinu l'chaloisenu. Not one alone has stood up for us to destroy us. Elo shebechol dar v'dar, in every generation, oimdim aleinu l'chaloisenu. They stand up against us to destroy us. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyadam. And Hashem saves us from their hand. So the Haggadah says, in every generation, the nations of the world stand up to destroy us. And then the Haggadah segues into what seems to be an unconnected point. Tzei ulamad ma bikesh Lavan harami lasas Yaakovino. Go out and see what Lavan wanted to do with Yaakovino. Well, what does that have to do with anything? We just said in every generation, the nations of the world stands up against us to destroy us. What does it mean? And what's the relevance of Tzei Ulamad Ma Bikesh Lavan Harami La'asos L'Yaakov Avinu? So, says Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna. Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna was one of the pre-war Polish Ga'inim, one of the greatest Poiskim and Ga'inim of the 19th century. My great-great-grandfather, Rabbi Pesach Moshe Goldman, was a student of Rabbi Shula Mikutna and helped publish the work, Yeshua Ismalkai. He says, you know, sometimes we think that, okay, anti-Semitism, we've read about that. There was anti-Semitism during the Holocaust. There was anti-Semitism during the Inquisition, there was anti-Semitism during the pogroms, and there are times of hatred and animosity, and then there are times of peace. But regarding that which the Haggadah says, in every generation they rise up against us to destroy us, okay, that's hyperbole, that's exaggeration. It doesn't mean every generation they rise up against us to destroy us. In our generation, they love Jews and they treat us with kindness, and we live in a nation of egalitarianism and liberty and equal rights. So therefore the Haggadah says, no. When we say in every generation they rise up to destroy the Jewish people, this is not exaggeration. This is not hyperbole. Look at Lavan Harami. Lavan Harami, he sweet-talked Yaakov Avinu. He says, why didn't you give me a chance to kiss my sons and my daughters? I would have sent you out with song. And yet, Chazal say that in his heart of hearts, in his soul, he was laying in ambush and he wanted to uproot everything. Lavan Bikesh La'akoras Hakol. What the Agada is saying is, when we say in every generation they rise up to destroy us, we mean in every generation. We mean even when you live in a country of civil rights and equal rights and egalitarianism and religious freedom. Don't make a mistake and think that they don't really want to destroy you. They do. That's a fact of life. Tsei ulamad. When we say b'chol dar v'dar oimdim aleinu l'chal oiseinu, the proof is tsei ulamad ma bikesh Lavan ho'arami lasos li'akav avinu. Even though Lavan said, I want to kiss you, I want to hug you, we love our Jews. We just love our Jews. That's what they say. Uvekirbay yasim arvay. In their inside, they lay in ambush. So we're going to speak about the roots, the etymology, the source of anti-Semitism. And of course, in our parsha, after 22 years, Yaakov Avinu is returning to Eretz Yisrael, and he is encountering his brother, his foe, who is primed to attack with 400 men. The pasuk says, "Vayaratz Esav l'krasai." Esav run toward him. Vayichabekehu. He hugs him. Vayipol al tzavarav. He falls on his neck. Vayishakehu. And he kisses him. Vayivku. And he cries. Rashi points out there are dots on the word vayishakehu, and there are different interpretations. There's a machloikis in the Sifri what this means. Some explain it, because dots indicate that you should understand it the opposite of what you would have thought. Some darshan it to say that it says he kissed him. No, he didn't kiss him wholeheartedly. Says Reb Shim ben Yochai, no. Halacha hi biyadua. Reb Shim ben Yochai says, actually the way the printer punctuated it, halacha hi, it is a matter of law. Biyadua she'esav soinei le'Yaakov. It is known that Esav hates Yaakov. So then why did he kiss him? Ela she'nichmeru rachamav ba'oisa pam. His mercy was aroused at that time. V'nashku b'chalibay, and he kissed him with all his heart. So there are two interpretations of the dots. Either it means, even though it says he kissed him, he didn't kiss him wholeheartedly, or it is a fact, it is a halacha that Esav hates Yaakov. But, and you would have expected Esav would come for the kill. At that moment, his mercy was aroused. Now it's very interesting that there are two sources in Chazal for the meaning of these dots. There is a Sifri in Bahalo Yischa, and Rashi quotes the Sifri in Bahalo Yischa. Reb Shimon Yochai Omer, halacha biyadua she'esav soinei li'Yaakov, ela nepach rachamav ba'isasha v'nashkoi b'chalibay. We have the teaching of the Rashbi in the Sifri in Bahalo Yischa. And we also have a Medrash Rabbah in Bayishlach. Vayaratz Esav l'krosai v'yishakeyu nakod alav Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. B'chol makoim sha'ata moitzei haksav rabba al hanakuda ata dorish as haksav. Whenever you have more writing than dots, you darshan the writing. Whenever you have more dots than writing, you darshan the dots. Here, it's equal. It teaches you she'nichmeru rachamav ba'ois hasha u'neshakai b'chol libay. It's very interesting that there are two places in Chazal where they discuss the dots. One on the Medrash Rabbah here in Vayishlach on this pasuk, one in the Sifri in Bahalo Yischa. And Rashi is Mimerchak Tavi Lachma. Rashi quotes the Sifri in Bahalo Yischa instead of quoting the Medrash on this pasuk. Why is Rashi go to the Sifri in Bahalo Yischa if he could just quote the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk? So I would have said, well, because Rashi wants to bring down that there are two ways to learn it. The Medrash Rabbah only brings one take on this pasuk. I would have said Rashi quotes the Sifri to bring both views of Chazal. There's a sefer on the Holocaust called Begeit Salmavis, a Reb Sinai Yitzchak Adler. And he says the reason Rashi quotes the Sifri is, you know, again, in the Medrash Rabbah, the Man De'Amar, the Baal HaMemra, is not Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, it's Reb Shimon Ben Elazar. In the Sifri, it's the Rashbi. Well, says Reb Sinai Yitzchak Adler, the Rashbi is adding a Nekuda to Reb Shimon Elazar. Reb Shimon Elazar is just saying that he kissed him with all of his heart, which you would have expected him not to, and the Chiddush is he kissed him with all his heart. But the Rashbi is adding a Nekuda, and that Nekuda is, Halacha hi biyadua she'esav sone liyakov. The reality of life is that Esav hates Yaakov. And the point being, even at this moment when he's kissing him with all of his heart, even at that very moment, Esav hates Yaakov. The reason Rashi brings from the Sifri is to indicate even at this very, very moment, when Esav is kissing Yaakov, but in his heart there's a raging hatred and animosity to Yaakov. I would say that there's an important reason why Rashi quotes the Sifri over the Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha. And this comes from a great Chiddush of Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Rabbi Nachum Zemba is widely quoted regarding this point. My grandfather, Harav Mordechai Leib Gladstein, was a student of Rabbi Nachum Zemba and a Ben Bayis by Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Our friend, the eminent writer, Rav David Avram Mandelbaum, the author of Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, wrote an amazing biography about Rabbi Nachum Zemba. Actually, you know, Rav David Avram Mandelbaum is the author of the biography on Rav Meir Shapiro. He's the author of the biography on the Kuzhik Lover. He's the one who put together, I'm sure you've seen the Pardes Yosef on Chumash. The Pardes Yosef was written by one of the Poilish Ga'onim on Bereishis Shemais on Vayikra. And Rabbi David Avram Mandelbaum of Bnei Brak completed it on Bamidbar and Devarim. He's the author on the Svarim of Shas, Daf al Daf. And like I mentioned, he authored the biography on Rabbi Nachum Zemba. He asked me if I know anyone who could help him out. He's now putting out the biography on Rabbi Nachum Zemba in English. So he asked me if I could put in a good word, if anybody would like this eminent Gaon to help him put out Rabbi Nachum Zemba in English, please let me know. Actually, I was able to give him some information about Rabbi Nachum Zemba from my grandfather's writings. Firstly, my grandfather wrote that Rabbi Nachum Zemba was able to answer up Stiros in the Rambam while he talked to people. He could do two things in his mind at the same time. Rabbi Nachum Zemba also said, the Havdalah bein Or l'choshech is the same level of Havdalah bein Yisrael l'amim. You want to know how fundamentally different Yisrael is from the Amim? That's the difference between Or and Choshech. Well, it happens to be there's a Sefer Chidushei Hagarmaz, which was also put together by Rav David Avram Mandelbaum. And he brings one of the astounding chidushim of Rav Menachem Zemba. He says, Rav Menachem Zemba says, why is the Baal HaMemra, Halacha biyadua she'esav sone liyakov, why is it Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Also, what's the meaning of halacha? You know, you're going to call anti-Semitism halacha? How would you call anti-Semitism halacha? We're saying halacha biyadua she'esav sone liyakov. It's a phenomenon. Why do we call it halacha? So Menachem Zemba said as follows. He says many people try to give rationalizations for anti-Semitism. But reality reflects there is no rationale and logic for it. Because each anti-Semite hates Jews for the exact opposite reason that the other anti-Semite hates Jews. Some hate Jews because we're capitalists. Some hated us because we're socialists. Some hated us because we're communists. Some hated us because we controlled society. Some hated us because they said we're leeches on society. And in the same country, you could have anti-Semites and they hated us for exact opposite reasons, which obviously shows that none of the reasons are the real reasons. What is the real reason? That's why the Rashbi is the one who tells us, Halacha biyadua she'esav soinei li'akov. Well, who's the Rashbi? The Rashbi in Bava Metzia, says Rav Menachem Zemba, Dav Kuf Tesvav, he is Doiresh Taima Dekra. He always could explain the reason for Psukim. The Rashbi would say, we wear tzitzis because of this reason. We wear tefillin because of this reason. We daven for this reason. We learn Torah for this reason. He was Doiresh Taima Dekra. The Rashbi always had a logic for everything. But when it comes to anti-Semitism, halacha hi biyadua, meaning it's like a halacha psuka. There's no logic, there's no reason, there's no rationale. It's a reality of life. The reason why the Rashbi said halacha biyadua is he's letting you know, even though if there's anyone who could explain the logic for something, it's me, the Rashbi. I'm Doiresh Taima Dekra. When it comes to anti-Semitism, it's halacha biyadua. It's just a reality and a fact of life. It's just a reality or a fact of life. Which I would humbly suggest, the reason why Rashi quotes the Sifri in Behaloscha as opposed to the Medrash Rabbah is because it's so much more profound when we hear this teaching from the Rashbi. The Rashbi is the Baal HaMemra and the Sifri in Behaloscha. Because when it comes to anti-Semitism, it's important to know that this is not just a phenomenon, it's a halacha, it's a reality. And it's a reality, and who tells us it's a reality? The one who ordinarily is Doiresh Taima Dekra. Now it's interesting, this idea that anti-Semitism is a halacha, the Yismach Moshe, in Parshas Vayishlach. By the way, I'll tell you something interesting. You know, there's a question, we have a parsha named after Balak. You know, we don't have a parsha named after Avraham or Parshas Moshe, but Balak, he has his own parsha. Why do we have a parsha named after Balak? So it's suggested that, you know, when it comes to a Jew, how often could we say, yeah, we fulfill that halacha wholeheartedly with all of our kavana, with all of our heart and soul, with all the minutia, with every single pitchifka, who could say we're just a bus of Adam? But there's one individual who he's mekayim a halacha azoydarv tzazayin the way you're supposed to. You know who that? Well, you know what halacha that we're talking about? Halacha biyadua she'esav soinei li'akov. Balak, by hiring Bilam, he was mekayim his halacha wholeheartedly. Mamish believe shalem. So he's zoicha, you know, he was mekayim a halacha b'miluai, he's zoicha to have a parsha named after him. You know, that's bedarach tzachais. That's brought in the svarim. In any event, what we want to explore now is why the lashon of halacha biyadua. We understand it's a phenomenon, it's a fact of life, it's reality. Why this lashon halacha biyadua? It's interesting, one of the great Ga'onim to come out of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung. He was in Montreal. I believe Rabbi Obam speaks about him often. I think he stayed in Rabbi Obam's house. Rabbi Obam spoke with him many occasions. And Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung was a great Baki in Shas. He could quote the words of Rishonim verbatim. He would say jokingly, you know, there's a machloikis, who's greater, Sinai or Eikar Harem? Someone with broad, vast knowledge of Torah, Sinai, he knows the whole corpus of material, and Eikar Harem, someone with deep, profound analytical skills. Who's better, Sinai? And the conclusion of the Gemara is, Sinai is greater. It's greater to be a Baki than an Amkan. And many poskim say that was back then, when the Ikar is having, knowing the sources of the information, but nowadays when everything is written, then Oikar Harim is perhaps greater. But Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung would say, why is Sinai better than Oikar Harim? Let the Oikar Harim come. He knows how to uproot a mountain. Sinai is a mountain. Let him uproot Sinai. Why is the Sinai greater than the Oikar Harim? The Oikar Harim should come and uproot Sinai. So Reb Hirschsprung would say, in humor, yeah, if he could find him, he would uproot Sinai. But the Oikar Harim is so, you know, is so tunnel visioned, has such a limited scope, he can't find, he doesn't know where he is, he doesn't know where the Sinai is. So Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung is quoted in Yeshurun in the 26th volume that the word halacha, and by the way, Reb Hirschsprung would quote Reb Menachem Zemba on this. Reb Hirschsprung would say, based on the Rambam, that this is something that Reb Menachem Zemba quotes, that halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, you can't have a machlokes. Look in the Chavos Yoyer, Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. You can't have a machlokes by halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. That's why Chazal emphasize halacha, halacha. What? Halacha. There's no machlokes about this. I think I distracted myself, but the Yismach Moshe in Parshas Vayishlach says, what is this lashon of halacha? What is this halacha? What is this lashon of halacha? He says, in his opinion, it's a ta'as sofer. The word halacha is a ta'as sofer. It should have said haloi hu biyadua. Instead of halacha, it originally said haloi hu biyadua. That just strengthens the question, because our girsa is halacha. The Yismach Moshe finds it so unusual to have this girsa halacha, that he says the correct girsa is haloi hu biyadua. But we're trying to explain what is the reason why our girsa is halacha, what's the meaning behind that girsa. So one explanation, Reb Menachem Zemba said, it's a reality of life. Another reason Reb Hirschsprung brought from Menachem Zemba is that there's no machloikis about it. Like halach, in other words, Hirschsprung is calling Reb Menachem Zemba that it's a halach l'moshe mi-Sinai, and therefore there's no machlokes about it. That's a second aspect of halacha. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Chosha Mishpat Chelek Bei Siman Ayin Zayin also invokes this statement of the Rashbi to show how it has halachic ramifications. It once happened in England that the Jewish schools were not receiving the funding that other public schools were receiving, and they entertained the possibility maybe they should sue the government for not funding the Jewish schools the way they funded other public schools. And they asked the question, they brought the question to Rav Moshe, whether they should sue. They brought the question to Rav Moshe whether they should sue the government and enlist the aid of countries that are sympathetic to the needs of the Jewish community to help sue the government and pressure the government, maybe to get the United States involved. And Rav Moshe said, bad idea. It's a bad idea to enlist the help of foreign aid. Why? Because it's going to cause eva. It's going to provoke the government. If you enlist the help of the United States against the government of England, it's going to cause eva. It seems that on the outside, the English government is sympathetic to Jewish causes and they're not anti-Semitic. Says Rav Moshe, that's what it seems on the outside. But why do Chazal bring the Rashbi, halacha hi biyadua, she'esav soine liyakov? You know why it's called halacha? Says Rav Moshe, because it's immutable. The same way halacha doesn't change, anti-Semitism doesn't change. Even though they look like they are interested, they have our best interests in mind, but since beneath the surface there's a reality that doesn't change the way halacha doesn't change, so it is heaven forbid to provoke and to cause Eva. That's why Chazal say, Halacha hi biyadua she'isav soine liyakov. In other words, Rav Moshe is saying the lashon of Halacha is literal. Not like the Yismach Moshe, that Halacha is a ta'a sofer. So we've already brought three connotations of the word Halacha. Number one, Rav Menachem Zemba, that there's no logic to it. There's no logic to it. It's the Rajbi that there'll always be diametric and antithetical reasons for anti-Semitism because there is no reason. It's just a reality of life. Also, Rav Menachem Zemba is quoted to have said, there's no machloikas about it. Nobody disputes it. Nobody argues about it. Like halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Rav Moshe says it's like a halacha that lo nishtanis. It doesn't change. By the way, Rav Hirschsprung, in this article in Yeshurun, quote number 10, and it's also brought in the Pardes Yosef HaShalem, in a footnote on the word Vayishakeyu, that in Yoredeya, Simen Peches, there's halacha that you're now to eat meat on a table that someone else is eating milk, unless there's a hecker, unless there's a differentiation or reminder that you should not partake of the other person's meal. However, if, let's say, you have two people that are enemies, then they are allowed to eat milk and meat at the same table. Says the Rav Yonis and Ibishitz in the Kresio Placi, Yisrael, the Akum, they could eat basar b'chalav on the same table. If you have an Akum eating milk on the table, you're allowed to eat meat. Why? Because anti-Semitism is halacha. It's halacha biyadua she'esu son liyakev. It's not just a phenomenon. It's something that enters the realm of halacha lamaisa. Halacha hi biyadua she'esav soine liyakev. So in other words, it enters the realm of halacha. It has halachic implications, halachic ramifications. The Kleisenberger Rebbe said that, what is this lashon of halacha? He writes this in the Shefa Chaim on Shlach. What halachic ramifications are there? He says, if somebody would come before you, and you know, you say, yeah, I like how they dress, I like their clothing, I like how they speak. I mean, I want to be like them. But you knew they hated you, and you were their avowed enemy, and they want to harm you. You might think twice before you want to emulate them, before you want to adopt their code of conduct. The reason why Chazal say halacha biyadua she'esav sonei liyakov, it's teaching you something lemaisa. You need to separate yourself. You need to distance yourself. Don't desire to emulate their ways. Don't think that this is something that, yeah, it's appropriate. I'm gonna look at it, and I'm gonna see how I could emulate it and adopt it. No, if you realize how much animosity is there, you'll think twice and a third time, and you'll change your mind before you want to emulate and adopt the behavior of somebody who wants to harm you. In fact, in the Sefer, Reb Simcha Bunim of Parshischa, he also says that how careful you have to be, because this is such a reality of life that you need to assume that this is so, and if it's not acted on, it's only because maybe at that time there's a laziness or a inertia, but default, halacha biyadua she'esav soinei liyakov. By the way, the Vision of Tzareba, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Hager, in the Sheres Menachem, says also there's a halachic ramification of esav soinei liyakov. You know, Reish Lakish says, always be margiz the yetzer hatoiv on the yetzer hara. Shenemar, rigzu v'al techato, imru v'vavcha mamashkavcha medoy musela. Otherwise, remind him of the day of death. So simply it means you should think about the day of death, and then it will subdue you and it will humble you. But the vision of Tzareba said it could be Yaskerloi Yom HaMisa is remind the Yetzirah of the day of death. Because the Yetzirah is the Malach HaMaves. In that case, the Yetzirah is your enemy. And if he's your enemy, don't rely on his Eidos. Since he's the Malach HaMaves, he's going to be the one to kill you. So he hates you. So he's Pasol Eidos. Why would you listen to his advice? Why would you listen to his advice? You know, the Rama says that if you don't speak to your friend for 3 days out of hatred, you're considered an enemy, and that person can't judge you. That's why the Magen Avraham says you should be mafresh yourself, separate yourself 3 days before the Yom Naraim. Why? Don't attach yourself for the Yitzhar for 3 days. So this way, he's considered an enemy and he won't be able to judge you. That's why Rav Shimon Aruch says, Halacha biyadua she'esav soinei le'Yaakov. What's the halacha? The halacha is, since Esav hates Yaakov, and Esav is the Yetzer Hara, so Rav Shimon Aruch says, now the Yetzer Hara will not be able to judge a person. Since the Esav, who's the Yetzer Hara, is soinei le'Yaakov, and a soinei cannot judge, so now the Malach HaMavis can't judge you, la'asad lavai. And the Vision Sereba says, maybe that's the meaning of the Rajvi who said, I could pater the whole world for Midas Adin. Why? Rav Shimon Aruch is now disqualifying the Yetzer Hara to judge Klal Yisrael because he's a Soinei. Halacha bi, Rav Shimon is Lashitase. Rav Shimon who says, Yacha Ani Lifter is Kol Olam Mimidas Hadin, it's because he's the one who said, Halacha bi Yadua She'esav Soinei Le'Yakov. So this Alpi Drush is another ramification of Halacha biyadua she'esav soinei le'Yaakov. By the way, there's another very interesting ramification. In the Sefer Harei B'Samim, at the end, there's a hashmat at the end of Pekudei. He says, you know, there's an idea in Shas that if a Gentile turns off the light for you, adaita denafshe. We say by Dine Shabbos, let's say if a goy puts out a light, we don't have to tell him, no, don't turn it off. Or you could even maybe say, anyone who turns it off won't lose out. Why? Because when the goy does it, he's doing adaita denafshe. How do we know for sure that when the Gentile does it, he's doing it for himself? Maybe he's doing it to help you. And if he's doing it to help you, so then you did an Isser. So why are we not choshesh that he's not adaita denafshe? Why are we not choshesh that maybe he's doing it for you? The answer is, halacha lemaisa, you're allowed to assume he's doing it for himself. Why? Because halacha hi biyadua she'esav soinei le'Yaakov. The phenomenon of anti-Semitism has halachic ramifications. Namely, we are allowed to assume, in many instances in Hilchos Shabbos, that adaita denafshe avad. Adaita denafshe avad. So it has halachic ramifications. So just to summarize, the halachic ramification, the Yismach Moshe says, no, the Gersa is not halacha hi biyadua, it's haloi hu biyadua. But we've seen many of the Chachmei Hador, Hadoirois, offer various interpretations of Halacha hi biyadua. Chidushe Hagarmaz, it's to indicate that it's a Halacha, meaning there's no logic. Rav Menachem Zemba, quoted by Rav Hirschsprung, Halacha, it's like Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and you can't argue about it. Rav Moshe says it's a halacha, and even in instances, and it doesn't change. So even if you think it won't cause Eva, no, Eva is something you always have to reckon with. That's a third. A fourth from the Harei B'Samim, that it allows us to assume Akum Adaita Denafshe Avad. A fifth from the Paradis Yosef, also Rav Hirschsprung, that you're allowed to eat milchiks and fleishiks at the same table. It's a halacha. Number six, the Kloisenberger Rebbe says it's telling us that have second thoughts before you want to emulate the ways of the nations of the world. The Vision Tzareba says, because Esav is a soine, so now he's puzzled to judge us, la'asilava, and this is Reb Shimla Shitasa, who said, Yachar liftos kol oilam kulam midas haden. Now it's interesting. Rav David Cohen of Gvul Yaivitz brings that there's another aspect of anti-Semitism. There's another aspect of anti-Semitism. What is that? You know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, why is it called Sinai? Sheyarda sina la'akum alav. Because animosity went to the nations of the world on Sinai. Uma Shemai Chayrev Shemai. Rashi in Shabbos explains when the nations of the world rejected the Torah, so Hashem hated them because of that. Hashem was upset with the nations of the world because of that. The reason why it's called Sinai is Sina came down to the nations of the world for not being Mekabel the Torah. But if you look in the Medrash Lekach Tov, which is also known as Psikta Zotrasa, the Medrash says, why is it called Sinai? Sheyarda mimenu sina la'ivdei kochavim shehein mekanin es Yisrael b'toyrasan. They are jealous of us. You know why it's called sina? You know where anti-Semitism comes from? Because the nations of the world are jealous that we have the Torah. Rav David Cohen says that there's a nafkamina between these two reasons. If it's because of jealousy, so when if we're not observant and we don't learn Torah, we don't keep the mitzvahs, then they'll love us. Then they will like us. Then there's nothing that raises their jealousy. But if it's halacha b'yadua she'esav sena li'akov, then it makes no difference whether we keep the Torah or not. It's interesting, friends, that after 9/11, our Shiva, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, had an astounding perspective on 9/11. He said, you know what the lesson of 9/11 was? If people hate Jews so much that they're willing to give up their life because of that hatred. And why do they hate us? They hate us because we have the Torah and they're jealous. Look how powerful the Torah is. Look how important the Torah is. Look how valuable the Torah is. Look what a great gift the Torah is. That there are people that are so jealous of us that they're willing to risk their life to harm us because they're so jealous of the Torah. Look at the Koyach HaTorah. Rav Henoch Leibowitz, as I said, it's a lesson, it's an insight into the power of Torah. And that event should be mechazek us in Torah. Should mechazek our love of Torah, our commitment to Torah, our desire to spread the Torah. Look how valuable it is. Look what the nations of the world are willing. In other words, anti-Semitism should be mechazek limud haTorah. It should stir our heart. Look what a valuable commodity. Look what we have. You realize that all of their hatred, that the biggest motivator in their life is the jealousy that they have for our Torah. I want to end off with one last message. And I'm going to tell you about a sefer that it's published, but it's not available. It's a biography about my grandfather. It's not available for the public. It's called Parashas Kedoshas Mordechai. It's something we published for the family. But I want to read you something from there. It's Oyoyim V'Noira. It's about what my grandfather saw in the DP camps after liberation in Marienbad. We participated in the conference of Agudas Yisrael in 1947 in Marienbad, a resort located in what was then Czechoslovakia, popular for its mineral-rich waters. on the return trip with Harav Blach, the Telzer Rosh Hashiva, we were approached by a German at the waiting place. My grandfather was a member of the joint. As a joint member, I was dressed in an American army uniform, and he mistook me for an American soldier. He began to say, "You really should not be angry at us Germans for what we did. It is, after all, in our blood. Why are you upset at the Nazis for killing Jews? It's in our blood. It's in our blood." To which the Telzer Rosh Hashiva remarked, "Indeed, it is the blood of the culture. Halacha biyadua she'esav soinei liyakov." Okay, Rabbi Yisai, and it's unfortunately it's the reality of the galus. And Bez Hashem, we should be zoicha to the great day. Oz epoich lechol ha'amim safa brura likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. We wait for the day where all of humanity joins us. V'yayasu chulam aguda achas lasayis ritzayincha b'lev Hashem. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.